SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Justice Department calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to halt a new Texas law that allows police to arrest migrants who enter the country illegally. Here's Lisa Dwyer with a story.
The emergency request sets up another legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Under the Texas law, state officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, people arrested can agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the country or be prosecuted on a misdemeanor charge. Migrants who do not leave after being ordered to do so could be arrested again and charged with a more serious felony. The law is set to take effect Saturday unless the high court intervenes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, large share of American adults doubt the mental capabilities of both President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A new AP-NORC poll finds that more than 6 in 10 Americans are not very or not at all confident in Mr. Biden's mental capability to serve effectively as president. A slightly smaller share, 57%, says that Trump lacks the mental fitness for the job. Many respondents to the survey were deeply pessimistic about their likely choices in November because of age and the risk of cognitive decline. Biden is 81 years old, and Trump is 77. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Details rolling in now from Nashville, where police say several people have died when a small plane went down Monday night on a highway. Spokesman says the single-engine plane crashed off of Interstate 40 in the western part of the town. Multiple people on board. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom within the entertainment world.
Hulu, the giant streaming platform owned by Disney, has agreed to air an advertisement for a Texas church. Initially, the platform rejected the spot, saying it violated its policy against, quote, religious indoctrination. The legal group First Liberty got involved, and Hulu has now reversed course. Some critics found Hulu's concern about a simple ad promoting a church to be laughable, given the filthy and ultraviolet content that it cheerfully sells to America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch continues to see depressed sales here in the United States because of a decline in demand for Bud Light, company sparking a spontaneous boycott of the beer in 2023 after it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. Anheuser-Busch says in the U.S., revenue declined 9.5% for the year. This is SRN News. NATO kicks off an exercise to defend its newly expanded Nordic territory.
More than 20,000 soldiers from 13 nations are taking part in the Norway-led Nordic Response 2024 drills over the next 2 weeks in the northern regions of Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Finland, which shares an 830-mile border with Russia, joined NATO in April of 2023 after decades of military non-alignment. And neighboring Sweden is currently finalizing formalities to enter NATO as its 32nd member, most likely in March. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Officials say there were scary moments in a very daring operation. A Japanese Coast Guard helicopter rescued 24 fishermen from the deck of a submerged, well, half-submerged vessel being pounded by high waves. One crew member did pass away in that incident. The ship had stalled after engine failure. More details at SRNnews.com.